This is, if you would please discuss the meaning of Narayana.
In order to ward off a lot of worldliness, and also because the entire scriptures do not tell everything in full detail elaborately, and many things are hidden, so that a little what is given to you to go into it and grasp the inner meaning and come out. So when somebody does prostration to a monk, normally if he does it to any householder, an old householder, he will say, "Oh, have a long life. I bless you that you have nice children. I bless you that your husband will live long and will be a Sivangali." All these things are there. But if you do a prostration to a monk, it is told the monk should never give such worldly blessings. He can only say, "Narayana, Narayana, Narayana," that's all. Narayana is the name of the ultimate Lord, whose abode is this body. That's all. He means the ultimate Lord. And so somebody came and asked me, "Swamiji, when everybody gives us some blessings, why don't we give some specific blessing? Narayana, Narayana, what does it mean?" I told him, "Fool, it contains four in one. There is no blessing apart from this. All the blessings are contained in it." "How, sir?" "Narayana is an acronym. Acronym means the every letter of this word. Narayana. So, Narayana, there are four letters. Each one represents a full word, of which the first letter is Na, of which the first letter is Ra, of which the first letter is Ya, of which the first letter is Na. So this is called an acronym. So they represent this. What are those words? Na. Na means Naka Dipasya Rajyam Tu. Naka means the heavens. Naka are the Swarga. So Nakadipa means Indra, who is living in the best of luxury. He gets a luxurious life. He will not get moksha, that will take up. Further, another time, he has to be born as a man, and then he has to do sadhana. For some reason or other, for because some karma he has done, he is having it, that's all. This is only a reward, just like some papa punya. So, Nakadipasya Rajyantu, let you get a kingdom full of all luxuries, dumsingas, music, all enjoyment, liquor, just as the Indra's place. Na kadipa na. Then what is Ra? Second is, a king should be very popular among his subjects. All his subjects should say, "Ah, our king, how nice he is." Ramasya paripalanam. You let you be popular like Ram. What is the speciality of Ram? When Ram came back from Lanka after killing Ravana and he was anointed, when he became the king, every day in every house, everybody's mouth was only again and again repeating, "Ram did this today, Ram did this today, Ram constructed 1,000 houses for poor people, Ram constructed in Anathalaya, where he keeps all people without shelter, they are all given shelter there." It is told in Valmiki Ramayana that Ramo Rameti Rameti Prajanama Bhavat Kataham Ramabhutam Jagasarvam Rame Rajam Prashasati. Everywhere, Ramo, Ramiti, Ramiti, everywhere, Rama, 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 in every house, he was a watchword. And so, the entire Ayodhya, the entire that world of Rama, it became full of Ram only. And there was nothing else they ever thought of. Constant remembrance of Ram continued. And when Rama was ruling, this was the case. So, let you be as popular as Ram, where you'll be remembered by all for your good deeds. So Nara. Then, what is the use of a king all popular, it's all right. What can you do for the for your people unless you have money? You should have something in your treasury. Yes. Ekshanadisa Sampatti, the one who has got the maximum wealth in all the universe, he is called Kubera. He has got the wealth of all the gods, not to speak of men. And he is the treasurer. And may you have wealth like that Kubera. So it is called here, Naraya, Eksharacha. He is the king of a community of people called Ekshas, some demigods. And he is in charge of the treasure. So may you get Sampatti means wealth. Eksharacha is the Sampatti. Then all these things you have given, but people say everybody's ultimate goal should be moksha or liberation or realization of God. That is that a na or na always means that liberation where you are one with the Lord, where the individuality is gone, the totality alone remains. It is that state you come. You are one with the Lord at all times. So nakaro moksha vachaka, na by itself is moksha. So you get moksha too. So all these four things you get. What else do you want, man? Mm.
Then also secondarily, the word ayana and the word nara mean?
Nara has got normally, means a man. Ayana means the abode. So, as such, the one for whom the man is the abode of the Lord. You need to search for him elsewhere. He's within you. Search within you. He's very much there. The Lord is not somewhere sitting in Kailas or Vaikuntha, as they call it. He's very much inside you. So he is called the Narayana. This is one of the meanings. They are giving so many other meanings, but this is the meaning which also appealed to me a lot. There is there. Narayana. And another beauty is the word body also represents the same thing. The word body in English represents, it has been taken out of the Anglo-Saxon word body. As per the Anglo-Saxon dictionary, body means the indweller, the one who remains inside you. It's a wonderful combination of circumstances that they have selected that word, body first. Because body is a container. What does it contain? It contains him, the Lord himself. So, that's the connotation of Narayana. Mm.